top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Friday, May 26th. In the headlines, UWP President Lennox Linton says the imperative for Dominicans to engage in the historic rally on 31st May holds deep significance for the country's electoral process and for free and fair elections. A 16-year-old in Antigua has been charged with the killing of 25-year-old Rudy Schmale, and inflation leads to higher prices and bigger impacts on wallets for vacation travelers this summer. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited.
Your vision is our mission at Quartz Optical. Shop today for up to 25% off. And with Ready Finance, pay nothing for 30 days. Book your free eye examination appointment online at www.quartzoptical.com. Your vision is our mission. Up to 25% off your completed eyewear. Only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply. See in store for details.
President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, spoke on the Workers' Voice program last night and expressed the importance of advocating for electoral and campaign finance reforms and against the undue delays in the reform process. He encouraged Dominicans to stand together for free and fair elections. Linton argued that this call to action holds vital significance and purpose for the people, as the electoral process is a shared responsibility for ensuring free and fair elections are delivered to all.
The call for Dominicans to stand for electoral reform and for an end to delays, undesirable delays, hesitation, foot dragging, etc., the process on the 31st of May is a call that has meaning and purpose for all Dominicans, because the electoral process that we talk about belongs to all of us. It is our process to deliver free and fair elections, to be fit for the purpose of free and fair elections with integrity, meaning that this democracy is one of those in which the people periodically transfer the power that belongs to them to a group to serve them in government. They give them the people's power. And that people's power is supposed to be recalled at the will of the people. The government of the people must always reflect the will of the people. And that is why systems must be in place for elections to be free, to be fair, and to have integrity, for that enlightened purpose of having government serve the will of the people and not the wishes of a single man, a single individual, or a particular privileged group of people.
Linton emphasized that during the past 20 years, despite a lack of government turnover, one party has illicitly co-opted the electoral process, guaranteeing their continued authority by preventing any outcomes except for their own desires to remain in power.
Over the last 20 years, in which we have had no change of government in this democracy, what you have seen is one man, one group of people, having hijacked the electoral process, ensuring that election after election, it delivers no other result than to keep them in power. What do they want with indefinitely remaining in power? All that this is about is their abuse of the public resources for their private gain. They want to do what they want for their benefit with the resource of the people, while the people are treated like second-class citizens in their own country. And we have seen the effect of what happens in a democracy when people fear the people in government. The people who they gave their power, you know, to run their affairs, they end up being fearful of them in office, when in fact it is those who are in office serving the people who should be fearful of the people and who should be accountable to the people for the stewardship of their country. When you have government that is accountable to the people and fearful of the people, the expression of the will of the people, then you have true democracy.
UWP President Lennox Linton. Pastor Radley Rodney has revealed that Truth and Grace Fellowship Global announced it is hosting a two-day activity in commemoration of May 29, 1979, where Dominicans changed their government in a constitutional overthrow. They believe this date represents a pivotal season in the life of the Dominican people that changed the course of national management by the Policy Directorate. 44 years ago, the people of Dominica protested against perceived economic maneuvers and proposed legislation which were considered wrong and oppressive by the people. A wide cross-section of people stood against what they thought was bad management of their nation at that time and changed the government in what was termed at that time as a constitutional overthrow. Question persists for TGFG. Did Dominicans learn important national and personal lessons from that era? Is there a godly way to be freed from oppression? Is it possible to chart a path right living for ourselves without destroying each other and valuable property? What is God's direction for us as a people? Truth and Grace Fellowship Global invited Parliament to what has been dubbed Parliament Sunday service on 28th May at 9:15 a.m. to both mark that date and hopefully hear from God on a godly national direction. TGFG will also speak to the believing public on Sunday evening, and the commemoration event will end on Monday with a celebration of praise featuring Samuel Mires of Guyana.
Truth and Grace Fellowship Global is hosting a two-day Believers Convention in commemoration of May 29, 1979. We believe that this date represents a pivotal season in the life of the nation that changed the course of national management. 44 years ago, the people protested against economic moves as well as proposed legislation which were considered wrong and oppressive to the people. 44 years ago, the people stood against what they thought was bad management of the nation and changed a government in what was termed as a constitutional overthrow. Did we learn important national and personal lessons? Is there a godly way to be freed from oppression? Can we chart a path of right living for ourselves without destroying each other and valuable property? What is God's direction for us as a people? These questions and more we seek to answer in those 2 days of activities. We have invited Parliament to what we have dubbed Parliament Sunday service on May 28th at 9:15 to mark this date and hopefully to hear from God on godly national direction. We will also speak to the believing public on Sunday evening. Both services will be ministered by Pastor Michael Jr. George from St. Lucia. And on Monday, we end with a celebration of praise featuring Caribbean-renowned Samuel Mires out of Guyana. And we will also bring in some of our long-term gospel bands as they perform some of the old-time, really liked music. We invite the public to join us for that activity.
Pastor Randy Rodney, according to Steve Joseph, president of the DPSU, several statements have been made on the need to modernize urban areas. According to him, if there are appropriate plans and programs in place for the modernization of a city that serves not only the general public, but also DPSU members, their families, and tourists visiting the island, then all the necessary procedures can be put in place to ensure that employees produce high-quality work.
We've heard a lot of pronouncement about modernization of our urban areas, our city in particular. Modernization of our city. We need a modern city. So if we have a proper plan and program for the modernization of our city that don't only serve our public, which is our members, their families, mm-hmm. and our tourists, our visitors, it means we can ensure that we institute all the correct processes to deliver high quality work. And by why I say that, part of the challenge, Brother Lita, is our procurement process is flawed. How we engage contractors. So you engage one contractor who maybe have a lineage to some politician, and that person do not have the requisite skills and equipment and so on. They give you one type of work. Then you give another one. So this is why you end up with uneven work that is not standardized all through the city. You're supposed to have one plan, and whether you get contractor A or contractor B, they're supposed to execute based on that plan, all the standards. And so if it's 2 inches from the road, it's 2 inches all through the city.
DPSU President Steve Joseph. Finance Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre says the comprehensive organizational review and reclassification exercise for the public service conducted by CARICAD has been completed. It included reviews of the structures of all ministries, departments, and units, and benchmark positions service-wide were evaluated. He was speaking at the certificate ceremony of a development management course for 28 senior public officers. It was spearheaded by Creed and delivered by UWE.
The current grade and salary structure was developed in 1993. And given that this exercise was undertaken 30 years ago, there was an urgent need to also review the grade and salary structure of the public service, given that this sector has changed and evolved over that period as well. Recommendations have been received by CARICAD and is under consideration by the ministry, and will be submitted to Cabinet for consideration thereafter.
Finance Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre. Meanwhile, Pro-Vice Chancellor and Principal of the UWE Open Campus, Dr. Francis Savra, commended Creed for approaching the UWE to execute this consultancy, which he says demonstrates farsightedness in the context of Dominica's intent.
In essence, this partnership is conclusive evidence that we understand that the public service must be the wellspring of thought, creativity, initiative, and efficiency, as opposed to bureaucracy and servility. The public service must signpost the way forward. My friends, we at the OUE Open Campus are delighted that all of this is taking place within the year that the University of the West Indies is celebrating its diamond anniversary, that is 75 years of selfless contribution to the Caribbean region and the world under the appropriate theme, Rooted, Ready, and Rising.
Dr. Francis Savra. Caribbean Agricultural Network Director Errol Emmanuel describes how records discovered from old farms show that cocoa production dates back to the early 19th century in Dominica. He points out that these estates had a fermentation system, a system of pulling in and pushing out to dry, which shows how well organized they were. However, bananas were the newest products to enter the market, and cocoa prices started to rise. He laments that the expansion of cocoa planting and the production of mass cocoa in Africa led to a fall in fine-flavored cocoa.
We were able to discover one or two old estates. These estates took cocoa very seriously. They had a system of pulling in and pulling out to dry, and their fermentation system. And it just speaks of how organized that they were. If you speak to the elderly folks in the Marigot area, they'll tell you that they actually had a drying facility and processing. A number of the farmers that you'll speak to will tell you that with the coming into being of bananas, that a lot of cocoa trees were cut down because banana was the new crop on the block. And then in Africa, they expanded their cocoa cultivation and produced what was called as mass cocoa. Our cocoa, which was fine flavor and was the production declined, it affected us at that point. But as we speak presently, the question of fine flavor cocoa, which is probably 5% of the market, but the value and the price of fine flavor cocoa today is much more than the mass cocoa.
He added that the cocoa industry is facing a critical moment where its practices must be reevaluated in light of new scientific knowledge. He says while history has taught us valuable lessons, it is important to recognize that we are in a different time and must adapt accordingly.
What we've learned and what we are now learning, it kind of brings us at the crossroads where our view on the cocoa industry is going to have to change dramatically. It has to be different. It has to be science-driven. And so the history has taught us certain things. I recall, just to mention, Mr. Derek Zamo, who worked with the Ministry of Agriculture. In doing that project, Dave and I spent about 5 hours at his home. There's so much knowledge in this man about cocoa and tree crops. And he actually guided us as to where to go to look for old types. It tells you how much value we have in our human resource here, but we have to engage it.
Director of the Caribbean Agricultural Network, Errol Emmanuel. The official opening ceremony of the Girardel Eggleston Flower Show Market Fair will be held on May 27th at the Chapel of Perpetual Help in Girardel from 10 a.m. During this ceremony, there will be a brief overview of the Flower Show Market Fair. Several ministers and distinguished persons are expected to be present. The theme for this year's show is 50 years and still blooming. Organizing committee member Mervyn Alexander gives more information.
Brief remarks from the Parliamentary Representative Honorable Sekere Lokat-Hippolyte, from the Minister of Tourism Honorable Dennis Charles, and long-time patron of the Flower Show Mrs. Alex Boyd Knight, Speaker Emeritus. The feature address will be delivered by Dr. Honorable Roosevelt Skerritt, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Song presentations are also expected from the Church Chapel Choir. Cutting of the ribbon will be done by Mr. and Mrs. Felix and Mary Mitchell of Girardel, stalwarts and great supporters of the show over the years. The show will be held on the Flower Show site, which is situated on 2.6 acres of land in Girardel. Patrons can expect to feast their eyes on the usual floral arrangements and walk around or sit in the tranquility of the garden. There will be an entrance fee to the show of $20 per adult and $10 for children over 12 years old. Children under 12 years enter free. The Flower Show Market Fair, which was last held in 2016, grew out of the Tidy Village competitions, which was held in the 1960s and 70s, organized by the Social Development Division, and has been held to promote the community, develop community spirit, encourage residents to enhance their skills and talents in floral production and arranging, as well as generating income for individuals and the community.
Mervyn Alexander. And the Dominica Chess Federation has announced its second annual national chess tournament. Qualifiers will be held from June 16 to 18, and the top seven from the qualifiers will join the current national champion in the finals, which will be held from June 30th to July 2nd. PRO of the Dominica Chess Federation, Dorothy John Baptist, gives more details.
To participate, one must be or become a member of the Dominica Chess Federation. There is no entry fee for the tournament. However, to participate, players need to have their membership fees up to date. Please check the Dominica Chess Federation's Facebook page for the link to register and for information on becoming a member. Our email address is dominicachessfederation@gmail.com and our telephone number 767-285-4500. Don't miss out on this opportunity to play chess and win trophies and cash prizes.
In other news, a 16-year-old in Antigua accused of murdering Rudy Schmale has been sent to prison while awaiting trial. On Thursday morning, the adolescent from Upper Fort Road appeared before the Child Justice Board. Schmale, a 25-year-old, was tragically killed by a gunshot wound to the head during a robbery at the Pick and Mix Mart on D'Souza Road, Antigua, where he was employed. The incident occurred shortly after 1 p.m. on Monday. And as millions gear up to travel this Memorial Day, up 11% from last year, the price of travel is hitting many in the wallet. Chris Van Cleve of CBS Mornings looks at what is driving vacation inflation.
We're going about 5 miles an hour, so I think those 37 million people that AAA expects to be driving for Memorial Day are all on the Kennedy this morning. We know that traffic's going to be heavy. That can cost you time on the road getting to where you want to go. But going anywhere this summer is also going to cost you more money.
Kelsey Elizondo and Isaiah Wright hoped their pre-Memorial Day vacation would be a money saver. But heading home to Salt Lake from Atlanta, they're feeling the pinch of vacation inflation.
It's outrageous how expensive it is to fly now. It's crazy. We've traveled a lot prior to kids, and we felt like we could go anywhere, even on a budget.
But with their one-year-old and four-year-old in tow, the costs added up fast.
How much more did you spend, do you think?
I'd say almost double.
Yeah, I'd say probably another $2,000 more than we thought.
In April, airfare jumped 2.7% from March. While it's down slightly from last summer, it's nearly 10% higher than it was before the pandemic. Hotels are up 3.5% from last year and up 15% from 2019. Car rentals will likely be cheaper this summer, down 11% from last year, but remain 51% higher than 4 years ago.
Vacation inflation is huge this summer. We're seeing high demand in travel, and with that, we're seeing high prices.
Sally French tracks vacation inflation for NerdWallet.
So people should expect to pay more for their travel than they have in even the past couple years.
35% of travelers told NerdWallet they've opted to drive instead of fly to save money, with gas prices more than a dollar lower on average than last year. We met Jacob Rash filling up this RV at a Buc-ee's in Georgia for $2.85 a gallon.
I didn't think gas was going to be that much of an issue, but I've almost spent like $1,000, and we didn't go more than 2,000 miles, you know? It's crazy.
And the cost to do things on vacation, that's up too. Food away from home jumped nearly 9% from last year, 24% from 2019. Movies and concerts will cost you about 7% more than last year.
What we went in thinking we were going to spend versus what we actually spent is crazy.
And that's the news, but first a recap of our headlines. UWP's president says the imperative for Dominicans to engage in the historic rally on 31st May holds deep significance for the country's electoral process and for free and fair elections. A 16-year-old in Antigua who has been charged of the killing of 25-year-old Rudy Schmale during a robbery has been remanded to prison. And inflation leads to higher prices and bigger impacts on the wallets of many who are traveling this summer, as millions, representing an 11% increase over last year, gear up to travel this Memorial Day. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and